Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hour four of the nation, you're 90 minutes from Rangers pregame show here on 105.3 The Fan. You're just a couple of minutes away from a discussion about the Mavericks and how much concern you have for how Luka played, worst offensive game of the playoffs so far, and how bad the Mavs got blown out. If you want to give us your feedback at 877-881-1053, we are here for it. The truckwreck.com fan text is open. General at your service. There he is, Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy scout. You have Zach Wolchuk, Lucius Alexander, Eric Chiafalo. It looks like, that's Ruben back there manning Carter Freeman Station, coordinating video at 105thethefan.com.
It's not like a tryout to me, if you want to be
Twitch.
Honest. Yeah. Kind of a tryout
situation.
Know,
it might be there for the taking it with how much be. Time Carter misses.
It might be.
He treats work as optional.
Yeah, I'd say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You got this, Pedro.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, many of you know that I retired from drinking for the time being.
Uh-oh.
And as all-time greats reserve the right to do, whether it's Drew Brees, Brett Favre, Romo, Dez, I do reserve the right to come out of retirement at any time, okay? But bottom line is, I've been alcohol-free for about 6.5 years, September 9th, 2015. Well, this morning, that was not the case, boys.
The Mavericks?
No, it was not a Mavericks.
But, okay, this is okay. I'm guessing this was by accident.
That's a pretty good guess.
Did you go into the kitchen? Oh man, you wouldn't have any alcohol unless the missus had something going on there in a cup.
And you're hunting around pretty good. Your investigative skills are well honed, I believe, from your scouting.
I watched a lot of tape in my life.
Yeah. Now, there was a time about 5 years ago I accidentally drank half a Michelob Ultra because I thought it was a Texas Select NA.
Yeah.
So that could happen, right? It's a Heineken 0.0. It's a regular Heineken that your brother-in-law brought over. You crack it. Yeah. You start drinking it. You're like, wait, am I buzzed? And then you look down. You're like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
My dad ate half a can of Alpo dog food because he thought it was meatballs.
No,
he did not.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Alpo must have been delicious.
Alpo on a plate. My dad the next morning goes, Shirley, where were those meatballs? Those things were really good.
Oh, my goodness.
Meatballs.
I want to vomit right now.
I ate Alpo.
Okay.
Yeah.
At 877-881-1053, have you ever accidentally eaten dog food?
Yeah, it might have been liquored up a little bit.
It wasn't accidentally, but I used to eat the hell out of some horse food. Horse feed? Yeah, man. It's got the molasses in it. It's real sweet. There's like nuts and corns all in that joint.
Okay.
Paws. Yeah, it's amazing.
Do you think it would still be good right now?
I don't know, man, if I'm hungry.
Yeah, but you were a kid looking for something sweet.
I used to tear it up like it was sunflower seeds.
Okay.
Just reach my hand down that barrel and just whole mouthful of horse feed.
That is country as hell.
Country as hell. You got to know who you're working with sometimes.
Did you have a long piece of straw hanging off your bottom lip while you're doing this?
You know I wanted to. I definitely didn't have a shirt on, that's for sure.
Well, I guess on the truckwreck.com fan text, have you experienced something similar? You know, accidentally eaten dog food? Did you enjoy animal food back on the ranch back in the day?
Oh, I drank a moth last night. Not about that. It flew in my drink and I see them fighting.
Yeah.
But my mouth was open. I was like, oh!
Man, you must have been feeling good.
I see them fighting, though.
Hopped in the margarita.
Gave him the Moby Dick experience. That's what that is right there.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was going on this morning, Babe Laufenberg was doing a Live Like Luke event. His son, played at A&M and then was at UTEP and had a reoccurrence of cancer and died a couple of years ago. And, you know, for friends of Babe Laufenberg, everybody is willing to do whatever Babe wants. You know, like if it's supporting the, you know, Live Like Luke or whatever it is, you know. So he had this fundraiser over at Albernaz, and it was a really incredible scene. Jason Witten was there and Roger and Troy and Jason Garrett and Darren Woodson was there. The UTEP coach, Dana Dimmel, was there, who Luke played for. The UTEP quarterback, who Roger Staubach thought he was calling. His name's Gavin Hardison.
Hardison, yeah.
Roger Staubach thought he was calling me. He accidentally called me while he was intending to call Gavin Hardison. He was there. And so it was a really awesome morning. It was inspiring and powerful. And they raised a bunch of money for causes in Luke's name. And, you know, they were coming around with the trays.
Oh.
And I had a great quiche.
Mimosa.
I did.
We love a good quiche.
I had, yes, it was nice.
Was it
had
the
little
spinach
bacon.
One or ham, was it bacon?
There
bacon
was just
chopped up ham?
There, yes, chopped up ham, bacon, cheese. There might have been a little bit of spinach in there, but not too much.
He's digging that out.
Quiche and OJ.
Yes, I did.
He's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah, he's like, crust.
Oh, look at the spinach. Oh, get that.
Let me see that knife. Let me get this piece of green out
of
here.
My man's doing surgery, like, yeah, his heart surgeon over there.
So, a great grilled cheese, a mini grilled cheese with a little, like, shot of a tomato bisque.
Oh, yeah.
That was outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think you would do tomatoes.
He's
anti-veggie
not,
guy
he's not.
Over
he's,
here.
He's talking about the tomato bisque. He didn't do
it. Yeah, I won't do tomatoes, but, like, ketchup. Tomato soup,
he's
tomato
talking
bisque.
About the presentation look nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the flavor of vegetables. It's more the crunchiness and the texture.
And what it does for you, you don't. I don't want to be healthy.
I may have another Diet Coke,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Getting an important phone call.
I got a pill for these
here.
Vitamins.
Is it from Jason Garrett?
No. I wish it was from my guy,
would
Jason
Would you put
Garrett.
Him on the air?
Absolutely.
No, seriously, would you just put the phone up to the thing and just talk to him?
Yes, I think I would. If that had been Jason Garrett, I would have loved to do that. And I was hoping to get a minute with him this morning because I wanted to dispel.
Apologize?
Well, yes, maybe apologize to him. But I think he probably likes himself some Brian Broaddus pretty good. And Brian's convinced Jason Garrett doesn't like him.
He
so
doesn't.
I wanted to get to the bottom of that and be like, because I think it's possible like people have a professional disagreement with you or maybe they're irritated and you're like, he hates me for life.
Yeah.
Where he just, you know, he might have just been annoyed with you that day.
No.
There's a difference.
He hated me.
He hated you.
Okay. Yeah, he hated me. All and right. Seriously, I mean, because I his wife hated me too. I don't blame him. The whole Garrett family. I worked with his dad. His dad was a nice man, great scout. But when you talk about somebody's job, when you go on and talk about this person should be removed from their job,
yeah,
that's personal. That's, you know, I'm thinking, and we used to joke about it all the time. The guy's like, you know, the last 3 years I've tried to, don't tell me about Garrett. Don't bitch at me about Garrett.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the guy, you know, don't.
And you were in the building and a former Cowboys scout. You know,
yes.
If it was a regular radio guy like me, he probably just thought I was hot taken.
Yeah.
You know, that's why JGC still likes me, even though I said similar things. Well, so I was grabbing stuff off the trays and a guy, he brought some espresso shots. And I'm thinking, man, this is exactly what I need.
A little pick me up, baby.
Yeah. Get a little caffeine flowing. So I took it and. Luckily, I didn't slam the whole shot. I just took a sip of it, and I was like, you know, I'm used to espresso being bitter, but that tasted like some vodka.
Yeah.
So I wheel around on the dang tray, and it said spiked espresso shots.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh,
wow.
Okay.
Babe Laufenberg doing it big.
So I figure I got about a quarter shot of vodka down the hatch there before I realized what had happened. And I don't feel like that violates anything I had going because it wasn't my intent.
It's accidental.
It wasn't my intent to break down.
Yeah. You
but I tell you what,
it out. You
I wasn't seeking.
Seeking.
Yeah, I wasn't seeking, and I don't think it's going to set me on a path to anything. I mean, I didn't break down, but the body
taste?
Instantly reacted.
How'd
the body, the mind, the numbness. It
in
was like
positive.
Come
way?
Here, old friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
The devil on the shoulder appeared.
Yes.
This
Hello,
is
vodka,
the, my old friend.
My only friend.
Hello, the
vodka.
End.
So I set it down. You know that at those little parties and stuff. They
yeah,
had the tables,
yeah,
the standing
table,
tables.
Yeah.
So
I went back for a couple more.
I was eyeballing it. It was Zachary Rowe. Zero was there.
Yes.
He was doing the audio. So. I was talking to him about it, but yeah, that was it was quite a surprise there to get that, you know, extra little bit of flavor down the hatch. But I wanted to share, you know, full accountability and transparency.
Was this like a meeting for you? Was this like a
it was like an AA meeting? Yes,
it's like an AA meeting for you with all your friends.
You just had to get that off your chest. I
My
respect
name's Gavin.
It.
Yeah,
I shoot vodka.
It's a safe space for a reason.
Hi, Gavin.
It's okay, Gavin. We shoot vodka too.
Thanks, guys.
What is the one booze temptation that is like, if you were gonna fall back
into
the
beer.
Would it just be a good old fashioned brewski, yeah. or would it be something more in particular? Would it be
Shiner.
A vodka style?
Yeah, no, I think if I was going to come out of retirement like Brett Favre, you know, and lead my team to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship game again.
Or throw an interception.
Yeah, do the pants to the ground dance.
Send a couple of unsolicited picks.
Mama gave me eight of them flapjacks. I said, Mama, take away five of them flapjacks. I got to say, hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Okay, that's a rule on our show. I'd like to make it. Dawson's like, what the hell is going on right now?
I had to do it. I knew the texts were going to come in.
So Walchuk does, he's got some really good limited fake in person. Impersonations.
Yeah. Keith Jackson was good.
He hit us a little bit with the
Al Davis.
The Al Davis earlier. He'll surprise you with some of his limited fakes. He does the Brett Favre imitating Keith Jackson really well. So we had a rule on our show: anytime the word Brett Favre was used, he immediately had to jump in to character. So kudos to you for that one, Walchuk. I'm proud of you on that one.
Nice job.
But yeah, what's the booze?
Oh yes, I would get a 12 pack of Coors Light. Get a 6 pack of Shiner.
Yeah.
And a pint, probably a Jack Daniel's whiskey. Yeah.
Which one would you start with? What would be the starting lineup for that game?
Starting lineup for the Alcoholic Anonymous team.
Beer before liquor is not, like, your body doesn't even register that. It's like, just it's a funnel.
I would
man.
Be a total wreck, too, after, like, the first three or four drinks.
He's hitting the bottle while he's putting the beers in the cooler.
He's chasing his Jim Beam or whatever with, or Jack Daniels. With some coolers. Right.
We should have sent Dawson to Beer Fest, man. We'd have been champions.
Yeah, we would have.
Man, we would have had a great time, I tell you what. But appreciate you taking a listen to that story. And some of these texts are great. 214, Gavin, as a vegetarian, it can happen by accident. If you didn't intend to and quickly noticed, it doesn't count. 469, honestly, everyone hates you. Okay. Well, that makes me want to drink now.
I think that was directed at Albert Nays.
Okay.
That was directed at me.
Because you said Jason Garrett hates you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
972, make sure you wear your copper tone underwear, Woolchuck, if you're doing your Brett Favre impression.
Fair enough.
Come on, Broadus, chill out on making fun of AA. Wow, they're coming after you a little bit.
I'm not making fun of AA. Everybody in my family were alcoholics. Come on.
You wouldn't be insensitive. He's just having a good time busting my balls here, folks. I mean, you don't need to be that sensitive about it.
Yeah, all you bums.
That's what we do. It's the male love language.
And I'm not an alcoholic or a recovering alcoholic. I just happen to like 18 beers a night.
Something wrong with that.
I like the flavor.
You do what makes you happy.
Okay.
People out there, I swear.
At 877-881-1053, G-Bag Nation, how concerned should we be with Luka's worst game of the playoffs? That was pathetic. 7 turnovers, 20 points. What are you laughing about, Chiafalo?
No,
we get
just
a good one.
Just Broadus just freaking cracks me up. That fan tags. I've never seen someone want to punch a computer screen more.
That's why you don't. I mean, I don't even turn on. Like, honestly, what's the first thing I do when I come in the show in the room?
Bye, bleepers.
Bye,
just smile to my
effers. Yeah. Just know, folks, I'm not a fan of yours out there too much. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, 817. That's happening.
You hate them worse than a Luka bad game.
Oh, I hate them worse than a Luka. Yeah.
And there's only a few of you that he actually hates. I mean, most people on this truckwreck.com fan text are wonderful humans.
Sure they are.
Great communication skills, but there's some toxic ones.
Yeah.
And they like to fire off lots of texts.
Yeah, they do.
There are.
Put your name on that too.
So I guess with Luka, for me, I don't know why we should believe that one great defensive game from Andrew Wiggins, where he was allowed to slash him in the face like Freddy Krueger, should make us feel like Luka's broken. We've seen already 3 times in these playoffs him have bad games and respond with not one but multiple terrific games afterwards. So I expect nothing but amazing Luka Doncic when this series gets back underway tomorrow. My concern's at a 0. I have full expectation of a tie series 1-1 after last night, Brian.
I would hope so. You know, the Mavericks, the one thing, and I asked you guys about, Zach asked you about this, even if they lost tomorrow, would you still have confidence? Everybody in the room, I felt like, was saying, yeah, you know, we've seen this before. We've seen this act. You know, we understand what's about to happen here. You know, this is a team that doesn't lose like multiple games. It doesn't go on bad streaks and stuff. They usually have a problem. They usually fix it. They usually figure it out, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, having a split there, I mean, expecting them to win games and they're sure. It's a tough place to play. But, I mean, look at their record, 7-0. But I think they played at tougher venues. I think Phoenix was tougher. I think Utah was tougher. Found ways to win games there, you know. I think they'll find a way to win this one tomorrow.
972 Scarface Luca for the win.
Boom.
From the 903, Mav Street Game 1 is a feel game. Win or lose, they don't care. They know exactly how deadly they are at home and at Game 7. I mean, I'm sure they'd like to just go out and get wins and sweeps.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good goal.
In a perfect world, yeah.
But it is nice we don't have to worry that much about being down 1-0 at this point based on recent history.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. And when it comes to Luka, like, great players have poor games from time to time. They oftentimes bounce back in a massive way. I know Baskey has referenced this plenty with KNC of, like, dude, this guy, what Luka's done in the playoffs in previous years against guys like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, who are some of the best wing defenders of the last 5 to 10 years in the NBA, and Luka still goes dancing on those dudes for big-time games. I'm with you, Dawson. Like, I'm still optimistic about the series for the Mavs in general, and I have zero Luka concern whatsoever that he is going to, you know, that he's going to continue playing bad like he did last night. That's not going to be something that happens. I think that you're going to see, I mean, probably as quickly as game two tomorrow, you're going to see nasty style Luka dominance.
And the turnovers, to your point, you know, he's got to clean that up, and he knows. And I think that he gets fueled and fired up after these kind of things and seeing Steph do his little shimmy shake and gloating.
Yeah.
I think that fuels
and
irritates.
I love the look back. The camera caught him looking back at that.
It annoyed Luka. Mm-hmm. And I think he is going to hopefully go ahead and take out that frustration right in Steph's face tomorrow.
Mm, yes, sir. 8 o'clock start tomorrow night on TNT. It is the G-Bank Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You'll have L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander coming up at 5:40. Hopefully have a little bit more fun, hit some randos. He replays you the G-Bag of the Day every evening at that time if you miss it. But coming up next, it's time for Bobby Belt. There are some interesting Cowboy storylines generating some buzz on Cowboys Twitter, and we'll ask him about those coming up next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Nation. Bobby Belt set to join you here. We're going to talk some Cowboys. Segment's brought to you by Canadian Imperial Bank, and it is brought to you by the Frankels. Texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from the Frankels, visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333. And a good afternoon, Mr. Bobby Belts. How the heck are you?
Living the dream each and every day, General. How are you?
Doing outstanding. We are doing the top 10 Cowboys that need to step up in 2022 earlier. Mm-hmm. The top three, Dak, Zeke, CeeDee. Who out of those three is most likely to take their game to the next level compared to last year?
Probably CeeDee, I think. Just because the offensive line is going to be so intrinsically tied to what Dak and Zeke do. But I think it's most important that Dak steps up. But, I mean, I think it's most likely would probably be CeeDee Lamb.
What's been his problem for stepping up? You know, to me, he looks like a great player that just needs to be throwing the ball more.
Man, I think that there's, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, I don't know that he's quite the guy after the catch that they thought he was going to be. I don't know that he's the guy in traffic that they were hoping that he would be. He tends to, you know, hear footsteps coming at times. And so those are some of the limitations. I think, look, the body control and some of the stuff that he does, it's as advertised, and he's a really, really good receiver. I don't know that we're ever looking at top 10 kind of guy. I think he kind of is who he is, which that's not a bad thing. I think an 1,100-yard receiver, that's not a bad thing to have. That's a really valuable thing to have. I just think that anybody who's expecting, well, he could be Jamar Chase and put up 1,500 yards and, you know, a dozen touchdowns. That's just not going to be CeeDee Lamb, I don't think.
Bobby, when you get ready for the OTAs, we finally got the schedule for that, so we get to watch them one time a week. You know, is there something that you're going to – and I know we talk about, you know, the offensive line and stuff like that. The receivers is another area. Is there some rookies you're going to see, like, are they playing ahead of some veterans? I know we've talked about Ball and you know, then the tackle situation and stuff like that. Is there a couple of different spots you're going to look at and kind of say, oh, they're already playing this guy over this guy?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll be interested, obviously, to see Tyler Smith in there next to Tyron Smith and see how they look together and how he's coming along with his technique. That's going to be a big thing. But I think going to be really interested to see what kind of defensive end rotation they have and how much Sam Williams is involved.
Yeah.
Because I think that we can read, if Sam Williams is at the very back end, then I think you can say, okay, a lot of these veterans are going to be safe. But if Sam Williams is getting some snaps early, and we already know Micah Parsons is going to be used occasionally as an edge rusher and things like that, like, I think guys like Terrell Basham, Carlos Watkins, like, okay, you're on notice a little bit. Like, you're going to be on the bubble coming into camp. If they were to let go of Basham, I think they get almost $2 million in savings. Mm. And so, I mean, they could pocket some extra money. If they decide Sam Williams is ready to be a situational pass rusher, that becomes kind of a crowded room. You'd have Sam Williams, Parsons, Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler, Chauncey Golston, DeMarcus Lawrence, and that's not even including Watkins, who I think Watkins would be a little more safe because he can play inside, outside, and you know, I think Basham is pretty much just an edge rusher. But, I'll be interested to see how high up in the rotation Sam Williams is, because I think that could kind of put Terrell Basham on notice if they're giving him some snaps higher up the depth chart early.
Do you think, Bobby, that he might be in a better position than Tolbert at wide receiver? I mean, that he might be the rookie. I know you talk about Smith at guard, but you feel like that he might be the one guy that they're going to kind of lean on a little bit?
Tolbert's obviously going to be leaned on a lot in weeks like one and two, and however long it's going to take for Gallup to get back, because the rotation, the receiver group is going to be Lamb, Tolbert, and Washington. How much they lean on Tolbert when Gallup comes back remains to be seen. If he plays well enough, he may put James Washington to the bench, and then at that point it's going to be Tolbert will be a very big part of this team, probably more so than Sam Williams. But I wouldn't be surprised if Williams is more used as situational pass rusher, and I think there's a little bit of a I think we've done a disservice. I know I probably have when I've talked about Sam Williams, talking about him as a situational pass rusher. So he played the run really well, actually, at
Ole
Miss.
Yeah, he does.
And so, I mean, he's not just a one-trick pony. I don't want people to think that. I just think that, you know, they've got a deep group of veterans, and it's going to take a little time. And right now, all they need from him will likely be just, hey, we need you to come in and rush the passer in third down passing situations. And so, I guess it just depends on how well Tolbert plays early. If he's able to push Washington to the bench, then I think, you know, Tolbert and Smith become bigger priorities the first year. But if Sam Williams is generating pressure and they give some veteran deference to James Washington when Michael Gallup comes back, then he could have a bigger impact than Jalen Tolbert.
Time with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Beltier, in the G-Bag Nation. Bobby, there was an article by Bill Barnwell today talking about Ezekiel Elliott and how mm-hmm. he does not really see him trending upward this year.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, look, you've been talking about that for a few years, and we've had conversations with you about it. But do you think in the building they're looking at more of a 50-50 split with Tony Pollard this year? Is it going to be much of the same with Zeke?
I don't know about a 50-50 split. Maybe he sees a somewhat of an increase in his workload, Tony Pollard does. But I think the bigger thing with Ezekiel Elliott is, like, let's just get through this year and get out from a contract that internally, when you talk to them, they will admit it was a bad deal and they signed a bad contract. And if they could do it over again, they probably don't. And I still wonder, one of the great what ifs to me about the Cowboys in recent memory is, what if Zeke had decided, I'm just going to hold firm and I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to let this go into the season, this holdout. And then they start off that season 3-0 like they did, and Pollard's probably running pretty well, and how does that change that negotiation? But I think that as it stands now, there's a little bit of regret with that, and I think those types of deals are why they've decided to do things like move on from Amari Cooper. I mean, other than just the other aspects that were involved there, but instead of restructure, just let's move on, let's not do this. I think that's why they've been slow on a Dalton Schultz contract, and I don't know necessarily that that's going to get done, but I think they're sort of learning from previous experiences, and I don't know that Ezekiel Elliott's going to necessarily be a 50-50 player, but I think I'd be stunned if he is playing for the Cowboys in 2023.
Bobby Belt with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Bobby, what area of the roster from a depth standpoint gives you most concern? Like, what's the area on the roster, the position group that you're like, man, we cannot afford really any injuries here?
Man, there's so much that you just don't know. I mean, offensive line is the easy answer because you're not sure what you have even in your healthy starters. Mm-hmm. I think with the linebackers, that's kind of an interesting thing because you've got Jabril Cox coming off of a knee injury. You've got Damone Clark, who's already, you know, basically redshirted. Leighton Vander Esch, who, you know, routinely has his annual injury problems. And then Micah Parsons, who they like to use in pass rushing situations. So they could get very thin at linebacker very quickly. And so that's one spot where, you know, I know Stephen Jones has talked about they're always kind of checking the market and seeing what's out there. That's a spot where I think it's the likeliest position group to get an undrafted free agent make the team. And it's the likeliest position group for them to potentially go sign a veteran in June to compete, because they could be in a very bad situation if they, you know, get an injury or two there.
Has there been any updates on Jabril Cox, like from his recovery and like where things kind of stand with him?
I mean, no specifics other than when I've checked in on it. It's just been, you know, he's on track, he'll be fine. And so I don't think they have long-term concerns about him. He's further ahead than obviously Michael Gallup is, and so he should be good to go by the time the training camp gets going.
It's Bobby Belt here, brought to you by the On Time Experts. He is sitting here on the Diamond Factory Hotline. Bobby, you know, they brought up that article from Bill Barnwell, and it talked in there about how much better Tony Pollard was on a per rush basis.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at run block win rate, and I think Bill was leaning on that heavily, it suggests that last year the Cowboys' offensive line was not that horrible. Actually, top half of the league in creating holes to run the ball in. Is it possible that Zeke's struggles and his injury made the offensive line look a lot worse than it really was in December and January?
That's possible. I think those are really difficult metrics. Stuff like pass block win rate and run block win rate, those are imperfect measurements that I think everybody's still ironing out a little bit.
Okay.
And so I think it can be a helpful guide, but I mean, I don't think it can supersede what we all, I think, saw in the second half of the season with that offensive line. And where you see the difference, I'll give a perfect example of this. In the New Orleans game, Zeke had this carry to the sideline where he was lumbering just to get out of bounds, just to get to the edge and get out of bounds. And it was like, man, that looks rough. And in that same game, you had a pitch to Tony Pollard that he should have potentially been tackled for, you know, a loss. And he takes it 60 yards for a touchdown and ultimately was kind of the big difference in that game. And so I think more than anything, it's just they are different players right now. Tony Pollard can actually threaten a defense and you know, cause problems for them, and they've got to account for him. I think Ezekiel Elliott is just at this point, he's a physical runner who's going to pass block. But overall, I mean, I don't think he has to be a big part of your game plan anymore.
How much does a big, strong guy like Tyler Smith at left guard fix the running game?
I mean, it should help a lot. I mean, as Brian's referenced before, they haven't, you know, I think Brian and Walchuk both have talked about this. They haven't had a guy like that really inside since Ron Leary, just a big, mean bully at left guard. And so, yeah, if he gets his technique right, and I know you, I talked to you guys about that at rookie minicamp, the hand placement was already looking better. The feet were, you know, getting worked on. And so I think as we go along and we see some of the, you know, progress throughout the summer, I think you can feel better about space being created. I would not be surprised if the technique looks good through OTAs and we get to camp and he's already cleaned up a lot of issues. I would feel really comfortable saying he'll be better than Connor Williams was last year in the run game.
Bobby, apologies if the fellas have asked you this during the course of the week, but with Cedric Wilson now in Miami and obviously CeeDee Lamb taking more of the wide receiver one role, what do you think happens at kick and punt return? Is that something Jalen Tolbert maybe gets slotted into, or who are they envisioning maybe taking over some of those duties?
They have no clue. They have no idea. They were out there at rookie minicamp and they had literally every player catching punts. Like, I mean, even the tight ends were catching punts because they were just trying to feel things out, and they don't want CeeDee Lamb, I think, to do it anymore. And so at this point, I think there's kind of an open competition there, and they'll, you know, figure out as things go along what they want to do with that. But there's not a lot of clarity there yet in the return game.
Bobby, speaking of being at this point, do we need to wait for training camps to get over for a new batch of players to be free agents before we have some sort of momentum on them on spending this money? Or are we going to carry this over into 2023? What's the free agent plan moving forward with the outlook?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking more at, you know, just carrying things over is likely what that'll be used for. Maybe, like I say, maybe there's a veteran linebacker who makes sense for them in June. And they say, hey, we can add this guy and he's relatively cheap. But I don't think they're going to eat much into that space. I mean, they could save even more money by getting a Schultz extension done. I just don't see that happening at this point. And so I think really they're just kind of, you know, saving up that money and getting ready for, you know, potentially big paydays for Trayvon Diggs, for Micah Parsons, depending on how CeeDee Lamb plays this year, if they want to lock him in for something longer term and something bigger. And so I think right now it's just setting aside money and determining what they want to do with it.
Now, Bobby, as the Mavs oracle, you warned us last night that game one might not go our way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to add? What information is flowing?
No, I mean, it went kind of like how I expected. So, I mean, I didn't think it'd get quite that rough for Luka, but I mean, look, I think you can feel good about the fact that Maxi Kleba and Jalen Brunson and Reggie Bullock, I mean, they couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. Like, it was really, really rough. Like, I mean, wide open shots that they were just, you know, missing. There were a couple air balls on threes that were fairly wide open. So, I mean, I think there were just some, you know, maybe some jitters or just some sloppiness. But, I mean, I think I've got a lot of faith in Jason Kidd and this organization to tighten things up and respond to things the right way. And so I'm still holding firm to the Mavericks win the next three, and then Golden State wins game five and Mavericks ultimately win it in six.
Wow, that would be something else, Bobby. Appreciate you as always. Is there anything else, Mavs or Cowboys, before we let you go?
Just that I love you all.
All right, love you too. There he goes, Bobby Belt, a must follow across Cowboys Twitter. He has been absolutely on fire, hitting 10 out of the last 11 Dallas Mavericks games. And if they win the next three, we're going to have to throw a party in Bobby's honor.
Yeah.
Everybody invited.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
A Bobby ball?
Yeah, a Bobby ball.
Bobby ball. All the margaritas, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be flowing. We'll get a big margarita, like, slushy machine rolling. Mavarita slushy machine.
Them things are expensive, by the way. Those are margarita they? Machines. Yeah, I looked them up.
Ooh, yeah.
It ain't for the cheap.
You want to put one in the house?
I was going to put one in the house, and I seen that price. I was like, oh, that's a business.
You want a good one? Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah.
All right, LA Live with Lucius Alexander's coming up next. Where are we headed with that, sir?
Yeah. Is this three-time NBA champ hating on Luka? What?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Luca Audio. What did he have to say about his shoulder? Is it okay? That's coming up at 6. Here he is, Lucius Alexander in L.A. Live.
Hey, before we get to that Luca Audio, I think there's a player downtown in San Antonio hating on Luca. We'll find about that next. Hold on.
Fire up this funk. It'll make it dance some of everything. Everybody.
Here we go.
Are those the randos?
Just a few of them. This is LA Live for May 14th. Am I right? Is it 14th?
19th.
Yes, sir. 19th.
What
19th,
is it?
It's the
14th. It's hilarious, huh? Damn, he got the date wrong.
It was pretty far.
I mean, like one or two days.
Like 5 days, you know? Right? Yeah.
He took us back to Monday or something.
I thought it was the 14th.
That's great. I'm going to write that down on my funny jokes. Get the date wrong. People laugh. Yeah.
You had me looking.
<It's all good. laughs> Look, bro, yesterday I thought it was actually Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh,
because it felt
dude.
Like a Thursday. So I've been disappointed for a while.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I've been really disappointed.
I thought you were going to have your Friday shirt on.
That hurts. That hurts a little bit. Yeah, this is LA Live for May 19th, 2020. Shout out to Detroit Red Cleaned Up. G, back in the day, we do it every day at 2:30. It's brought to you by CBD American Shaman. ShopTexasCBD.com. Nathaniel Lowe had a walk-off home run for the Rangers. We got Jared Sandler on the call. Watch him get in his bag.
Righty Iglesias working on the first base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Lowe, driven to right field. Down the line, if it's fair, this is over. That is a fair ball. Out of here. A walk-off home run for Nathaniel Lowe. And the Rangers win 6-5.
Swept him.
That's strong right there from old Sandler.
First time the Angels got swept all year. Done by our boys.
Nice. I like that. Facts on deck right there. Appreciate you, bro. Speaking of facts on deck, the inventor of the lie detector test also created a superhero Wonder Woman.
Wow. Superhero. Awesome creation.
Talking about having all the luck, right?
Invisible plane, the lasso. All that stuff, yeah.
Wow.
Well, Linda Carter back in the day, Lucius, remember?
Yeah, I sure do remember Linda Carter.
Okay, thank you.
I absolutely do.
Thank you.
Gal Gadot guy myself.
What?
Yeah, the current Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Gal Gadot. Yeah, yeah.
You kind of said it really soft.
Gal Gadot.
Oh, Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
Is her name?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
It's got a T at the end, but the T is silent.
Okay, what do you like? My English teacher?
They need to get rid of the T then if it's silent.
Right.
She's silent letters.
Yeah.
Get her name right, Broadus. Come on.
Some more facts.
Read a book for once, bro.
Ooh.
Got him.
You can get paid $200 to read books. I got the story in here if I get to
really?
It.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, $200 to read a novel.
Get a raise right
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Facts on deck. Tongues are 4 inches long on average. Hmm. The longest tongue was twice that.
Was that Gene Simmons from Kiss?
I don't know.
Super long one.
There are thousands of taste buds on a person's tongue. A tongue contains anywhere between 2,000 and 10,000 taste buds, but only 7 basic flavors we can taste.
Really?
10,000 taste buds, but only 7 basic flavors. If I bought a tongue, I would take it back.
Man, it's aggravating because it's like, isn't it like the human brain? We only access like a very small percentage of what our brain could really.
I live my life like that. Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing here?
I'm leaving a lot of meat on the bone.
Than that,
maximize this thing. You know, I want to do some calculus. Crying out loud.
Yeah. I want that limitless brain.
Have you had to ever help Abby with homework?
No.
Ooh, right. She doesn't even approach you about it because she knows that it's going to just lead to nowhere. Yeah,
I got to Google it and watch some videos. She just goes to mom. Mom was a much better student than me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I got exposed. Help my son.
That's what I'm saying.
I got super exposed.
At what grade did you realize, okay, this is over? This is a little over the top? Was it like still elementary?
It was like eighth, ninth type of situation. He brought them things home and it was all types of marks all over the paper, and I'm the one that did it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'll take you to go get some shoes, bro. I got you.
Compass.
I'll take you to the mall, dog. I got you, bro.
Make up for this for you, man.
Pick out ones you want.
Yeah. Buy a case of Dos Equis for him or something.
I got some more tongue facts right here. It's about smiling and your tongue or something like that. I got some audio too. Check this out.
So I was 2 years old when I just found out you can't move your tongue while you're smiling. It's physically impossible because when you smile, you cut off a nerve in your tongue. Like your tongue is like paralyzed or something. Try that. You're a dumbass. Probably look stupid as don't listen to me. Smoke weed.
That's a good clip.
That's not real. So just had everybody in the cars with their tongues and smiling.
Wolchuck and I were just trying.
I was looking at you all right here on the screen. I was like, yes.
I was wiggling. Wolchuck licked the microphone.
They fell for it.
He does that every segment.
It's not just today. It's that soda. Making him hungry.
Man, I love this.
Get my eighth taste bud going.
I love this trend. I was today years old. I don't even know what that means, but it's fun.
I was like today years old. I just found out today.
Yeah.
Dawson, I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means, but I love it.
It's right there. It's right there. It's right there laid out for you.
I'm trying to figure out a way to use it. I'll come around to it within the 2 years.
I was today.
Yeah, you would. It'd be 4 years from now. Dawson be all over it.
I'm on the new trend, guys. Check it out. I got one.
Killing y'all right now. All right, reaching or preaching segment right here. Reaching or preaching. Mm-hmm. We got a 3-time NBA champion, Bruce Bowen, down there in San Antonio.
Oh, man. He joins the He's definitely reaching.
And Bruce Bowen. Don't jump in front of that guy. End up with a sprained ankle.
He joins the right time with Bomani Jones. I like Bomani Jones. I check him out. I like his game theory TV show on HBO.
Yes, good.
Yeah, Bruce Bowen wants the NBA to bring back the dress code.
It takes, you know what it is? Because this is what you see in AAU basketball and high school basketball. You see coaches wearing, you know, these golf polos and things like that. Where is the professionalism of it all? And that's the thing. NBA, you separated yourself from any other league, even in college. Even when college coaches wore suits or a sweater, you were just kind of like, yeah, but you're not the NBA, you know, that next step. So they need to have that, I believe. But, you know, when we went through that crazy time of COVID, everything just changed. And so now, hopefully, you know, Adam will say, you know, it's starting to look very AAU-ish. Yeah. So we need to get back to our professionalism.
You know, I think the professionalism is the way you play the sport. You know, I guess dress the part. That's going to be a polarizing type of thing. But from my memory in the 90s, the reason it was so, I don't know, so agreed to is because the players were dressing super hip hop, right? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, they were thugged out. Everybody was scared of the long T-shirts and
Now it's just like they're relaxed in sweats. I think it's a totally different thing.
The conversation sparked because Marcus Smart was out there in that jumpsuit.
He was
looking like he was shooting on a dice game.
Yeah.
He was telling his fellas, "I'm gonna get you in the club tonight."
Yeah. I thought that was a sharp look by old Marcus.
I liked
Smart.
It too. Yeah. I like the green.
It
hair
looked like
too.
A vacation look. It didn't look like a game time look, but I ain't mad at it.
Yeah,
no, he did look like he was going to South Beach.
Yeah,
Krusty, you ready for a dress code?
No, as a matter of fact, I was looking up the polos like that, those quarter zip things.
Those are nice.
Like the coaches are wearing those. I'm like, man, how could I get one of those? I started noticing when Monty Williams was wearing different ones, he was losing. The Valley one was the worst one. Every time he wore the one that said the Valley on the shoulder, they lost. Yeah, so if you're one of those superstitious people that wear clothes, Monty, I was like, okay, he's wearing the Valley polo. Oh, they're going to lose this one tonight. that kind of thing. But yeah, I'm okay with how comfortable they are.
Sorry, Lucius, I got one text. 214.
Go ahead, homeboy.
The guy who used to purposely hurt people talking about professionalism. What a joke. Thank you, 214.
Amen, 214.
Plus, he's a Spur, man. Nobody likes Spurs, bro.
Yep.
I got a friend. He was like born and raised in Arlington, but he's a Spurs fan. I don't understand you, Bryson. I don't understand you, homie. I love you, but I don't understand you.
They were really good, you know?
So he's D-riding.
Yeah, pretty much.
Front running.
Yeah.
I want to watch the winning team, Mom.
Yeah. All right, here goes some heat right here. They were also talking about Luka. Is he overhyped? What's going on with Luka? They got a little saucy with this one.
My thing was not that he isn't excellent and that he doesn't do incredible things. I think there's a level of overrating that does take place with him, but it's not because he's not good.
It's not overrating. It's just it's too much information on him. It's just constant. You turn a book. Hey, he's on the front page. Oh, he's on this. He's on this channel. Oh, he's got on the poster. It's just you see him so much, and it's not that he's overrated. It's just that you see so much of him. But you have to also understand this, Bomani, is that when has Dallas ever had anything to be so proud of other than Dirk, Steve Nash, and Michael Finley?
Oh, yeah, no. This is totally different, right? Like, I get it. And it's and I think on the macro issue beyond just Dallas, like, let's be real about it. I'm not saying this is Shea. Hey, man, a whole lot of people want him to be this, right? Like, there's a desire for him to be that good, because we ain't had a white dude like this one in a long time. When he first got there, I was like, look, man, ain't gonna be no black people out here putting this white man name on their back and wearing his jersey. Man, please, them dudes in Dallas is like, you keep that Dak Prescott jersey, dog. Let me get that Luka.
Interesting discussion. Yeah, I guess I just see Luka on the level of a LeBron or a KD or a Steph. And when they were blowing up, they were getting a lot of the attention.
Bolo was hating, bro. I just hear his name too much. It's just everywhere. That's hating, dog. Yeah. That's straight hating. He's straight on the magazine. I look around, he's on the television.
Yeah, well, that's what happens with superstars.
That's what happens when you win, fam.
Yeah. I mean, and Bomani, I don't know what. Like, we want him to be great. There's a lot of people we want to be great, but they're not great, so we don't talk about him. Luka, it's beyond us wanting him. We're not wanting anything. This is what he is. Yeah. He is great. That we're not going out here saying there's plenty of people. Every fan base has players they want to be great. Luka, we're past that now. He is great. He's shown it to you. There's no more wanting anything. He's
Luka,
here.
Don Luka, Scarface, however you want to say.
Oh, Scarface. Oh, I like that. MVP. I like that. I can play with Scarface music. All right, let's get on out of here, dog.
He got slashed last night. He's got to come back in game two and say hello to my little friend.
Say hello to my little friend. I was just joking. Come on.
We got Sands coming up 6:20. We got some Luka audio. What did he have to say? And is the shoulder okay? Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.